कृष्णे परम पुरुष है भक्ति दुख गति पुंश शोक मोह भयापहा। इन द प्रीवियस वर्स वी हैव डिस्कस्ड हाउ टू बी फ्री फ्रॉम द अनवांटेड एसोसिएशन अनर्थ अनर्थ उपशमन साक्षा material life means to be involved with so many unwanted things. That is material life. At the present moment, especially in this Kali Yuga, we are very, very much fallen. Manda samanda matayo mandu bhagya buddhata prayana Alpha Arisa Kalavas Mindivijana. So, this human life is especially meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness or spiritual understanding of life. Unfortunately, we are very, very slow. Munda means bad, fallen, abominable. The whole population in this age, that very, very fallen, Munda. Why Munda? They have advanced so much in material comforts. That is not required. Real requisition is how to develop our spiritual understanding. That is one. But they are not interested. Manna. Manna means slow or very, very bad. They do not know. People say, just like you go in European and American cities for chanting Hare Krishna, and especially the Indian gentlemen, they come, they laugh. They say, what is this? We have rejected the so-called Hare Krishna chanting, and these people are taken and chanting in the streets. They think that many students in Europe and America, Indian students, I mean to say, they put forward that question to me, Swamiji, how this Hare Krishna mantra will help us? At the present moment, we require technology. They challenge me. Of course, I reply, this is the position of India. They have given up Hare Krishna. They are working very hard for getting some money for bread. It is said in the Shastra that in the Kali Yuga, people will have to work so hard like an ass to get their morsel of food. We have seen in Calcutta somebody with sacred thread, he was pulling a thela, and perspiring. And somebody known to him, he said, Panditji, parlor, hence I offer my respect to you. And the Therawala says, Gita Rao. This is the position. The Brahmana is pulling thela. It is working like an ass. Pulling thela is not the business of human being. But although he thinks himself to be a Brahmana, he is engaged in pulling thela. This is Kali's position. Manda. Manda, manda matayu, manda bhagya. Unfortunate. Therefore, Rishabhadev has forbidden that this life, human form of life, is not meant for working so hard, like hogs and dogs. Nāyāṁ deha deha bhājāṁ niloke kastāna kāmā arhati virbhujāṁ je. This is the end. But we are advancing in civilization. To get our food, we have to work so hard. This is condemnation of life. Human life should be very peaceful and without any hard work, we shall get our food and save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is human life. Not that for self gratification we work so hard like an ass. This is called anartha. Anartha means unwanted things. We can see practically the birds and bees, they are living very easy and comfortable life without any problem. They rise early in the morning regularly, you have seen. As soon as there is little light, immediately they will rise up and they will talk among themselves and go one tree to another and will eat one or two fruits, little fruits, ample fruit. They have no scarcity of food and live very pleasantly for eating, sleeping, sex life. They have no problem. These are primary necessities of life. Why there should be problem for this thing? But in the human society, there is problem. That is called the effect of Kali Yuga. Effect of Kali Yuga means the so-called advancement of material civilization means to become godless, immoral, and they must suffer. That is going on. So we are increasing our anarthas. Anarthas, and we are becoming entangled in the cycle of birth and death. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Once we take a certain type of body, we enjoy or suffer for some time, then again we have to give up this body, tathādehaṁ taraprāpti, and there is no guarantee what sort of body we are going to get, but it is certain that you are going to get a body, and that may be offered to you by the laws of nature. It may be more important body than what we have got just now, or it may be less important. It may be cat and dog or hawk, and it may be the body of demigod. That is according to karma. So in this way, we are passing our life eternally. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. We get one type of body. And again, we give it a dehantaram prapti. This is called anartha. Anartha. Anartha upasama. What is that anartha? This is anartha. Why shall I get a new type of body? I am eternal. Nitta sāsatayam nahannati hannamāni sarire. Why I am getting this temporary body? This is called brahma-jijñāsa. Unless a man is awakened to this consciousness, why? Kena upanishad. He is not human being. He is animal. The animal cannot question, the dog cannot question, that why I have got this dog's body and my master has got the human body. No, he has no such knowledge. But if a human being cannot consider that I am also an animal and this dog is also an animal, I am situated so comfortably and the dog is loitering in the street for a little food, why this condition? So, Shastra says, tatha vihantara prati, one should think, then if I get another body, whether I shall get the dog's body or a human body or demigod's body, that is consideration, that is intelligence. Not that because I am got this American comfortable body or Indian comfortable body, I should be very much satisfied and do whatever nonsense I think. No. We are under the greed of the stringent laws of material nature. Karanam gunasanga asa sadasat janmajumita. This is human intelligence. One should not be satisfied with this comfortable or so-called educated human body. We should be prepared what we are going to get next. That is real knowledge. Because it is anartha. Anartha means unwanted. Why should I get at all anyway? I am eternal, I must leave eternally. That is human knowledge. That is called brahma-jijñāsa. So, Vyāsadeva, Vidvān, Vidvān, Chakri, Sāstrata, Sāṅgī. He is learned. We are all fools. He has made for us. He is compassionate. Sri Rudra Vijayavandhuna, those who are actually advanced Brahmana, they take care of. But those who are not Brahmanas, Sri Sudra, Vishwa, and Vijayavandhu, Vijayavandhu means born in her family, Brahma, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, but does not take care of the real values of life, or does not know what is spiritual life, he is called Vijayavandhu. Vijayavandhu means a friend of a Vijay. He cannot be called the born of a Vijay. This particular name is very significant. Vijayavandhu. Just like a son of a high court justice. You can call him the son of the justice, but he is not justice. Similarly, a son born in Brahmana family, Kshatriya family, Hayasattva, if he does not act like that, then he should be called according to his qualification. Tatte naiva vinidhise, yadi annatra vinidhise, ta. This is the instruction of Narayana. He, the son of a Brahmana, has acquired the qualities of a Shudra, then he should be called a Shudra, not a Kama. Unfortunately, in India especially, where we have got all the Shastras, against the Shastras, without any qualification of a Brahmana, one is claiming to be Brahma. In Maharaj Prithu's time, he was especially supervising whether a Brahmana is engaged in his Brahminical activities, whether a Kshatriya is engaged in his Kshatriya activities, not that a Brahmana is engaged in Shudra activities, and he should be called a Brahmana. That was a strict formal. So, if we want to become free from anartha, then we must follow the basic way of civilization. Guna-dharma-vibhāva. Kyātut-vannam-mayā-sistam guna-dharma-vibhāva. According to the other day, I was suggesting the governor that open Varnasram College. As we are training a medical practitioner, an engineer, or any particular type of life, similarly, there must be training in school and college where a person or a boy may be educated as a Brahmin or as a Kshatriya. It is a very simple thing. We should not, I am suggesting, the secular government does not mean that let people do whatever he likes. No. Jatamat tatapat. No, that is not. A government's duty is, if anyone is proclaiming himself a Hindu, the government must see that he is acting as a Hindu. If a person is acting, claiming to be Muslim, he must act as a Muslim. That is secular government. Secular government may be impartial, but it is not the government's duty to let the people to be whimsical, whatever he likes he can do. No. That is not true. So we are discussing on this part. So these anarthas will increase as long as we are godless rascals and demons. Therefore, here it is suggested, anartha avasamam sarsar bhakti yoga madhukkari. If you want to be a right gentleman, means according to a position, if you are a brahmana, you should act as a brahmana. If you are a kshatriya, you should act as a kshatriya. If you are a vaishya, you act as a vaishya. And if you are none of them, then you are a shudra. In this way, if we live like a gentleman, then we can make progress further in spiritual advancement. If we live foolishly, whimsically, as we like, yathāsthu-vidhimuccajya, vartate-kāmacār, whatever we like, and others engage, yes, whatever you do, it is right. Yatamātta-tapa. This is rascalla. But we must act according to the śāstra. But there may be question that whether it is possible now to revive the old culture position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore not condemned but rejected. When he was talking with Sri Ramananda Raj, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was putting question and Ramananda Raj was answering. In the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Ramananda Raya, what is the aim of life, sadhya sadha? What is the aim of life and how to achieve it? So, Ramananda Raya, he was a learned scholar and devotee, he prescribed the varnasambha. He said, this is the beginning of human life. And he quoted a verse from the Vishnu Purana. Varnasamacharavata purushena parattamān Vishnu āradhati nanna tattva-jukāra. Because our aim of life is to approach Lord Vishnu. Nate vidu sāthatatenhi Vishnu. The modern civilization, they do not know it. Nate vidu. So what is the aim of life? The aim of life is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. That is the aim of life. Just like God in Dhanidhari, the common citizen, a good citizen, his duty is to abide by the laws of the state. That is called good citizen. And if you do not become a good citizen, then you are put into the prison house. Good citizen and bad citizen. Similarly, the aim of human life is to approach Vishnu. But the materialistic person, they do not care for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they manufacture their own plan with materialistic idea. Durasayade bahirathama, bahirathama, the external necessity. That is called bahiratha. The bahiratha and anartha is the same thing. Because that is not necessary. If we are born under certain laws of the nature, now, instead of trying to improve things, that cannot be improved. Because the destiny is there. If you are to enjoy a certain type of happiness, it is there already with your birth. A particular type of body which you have obtained, that is already there. You don't require to improve it. It will never be improved. So our main business is how to improve in spiritual life. That is it. Material is, but if you improve in spiritual life, then if you have got any desire for material improvement, that will be automatically solved. You don't require to try for a separate. Tasyaiva heto prajati to kovida nanabhati jad bhamatam upadhyata tallabhati dukha badannata sukham kalena sarvatra bhaviradam. This is the conclusion of the Shastra. That you have got this human form of life, your only business is how to advance in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. This is your only business. But because you are surrounded by so many unwanted things on earth, you are becoming entangled in the cycle of birth and death and old age and disease in different forms. So, we do not know you. Most people, they do not know it. Therefore, Vyasa, lokasya janata, because these fools and rascals, they do not know it. Therefore, he has compiled the Sattata Sangita, Srimadva Bhagavata. And next, it is recommended, the Sangvaisiyamanaya, Krishna Paramapurusha. Bhakti Rutpadvati Pungshan Sogamohubhaya. Bhakti Yoga means to become free from this anartha, unwanted things we have created. How we shall become free from the anartha, that is recommended. Tatsangvaisa, that Sattata Sangita, Srimad Bhagavatam, if we hear regularly, Dishanvaisiyamanaya. Simple by hearing. You don't require to understand it. The hearing is so powerful. That is stated in another place. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punna savana kihita. Krishna katha is punna savana kihita. If you simply hear and talk about Krishna, you become pious. Pious. Even if you don't understand the Sanskrit or English, simply if you become eager to hear about Krishna, then you become pious. It is so powerful. Therefore it is recommended, just sang vaisiyamanaya, nittanga bhagavata seva. This should be our practice. We are giving this Bhagavad translation all over the world. You'll be surprised that we are selling more than 30-40 lakhs of rupees per month. This movement is helping the whole human civilization. So, this song will eat one purchase. That is our propaganda. Somewhere or other, we are giving one book. This is in in the matter of following the footprints of our Guru Maharaj. Our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, he was publishing one small paper, Dainik Nadiya Prakash in Bengal. And if Brahmachari would go and sell a few copies, he would be very, very glad. He would be very, very glad. Similarly, he advised me also that if you get some money, publish book. And he used to say that this press propaganda, the publication propaganda, is Bihas Mridanga. Just to satisfy him, we are trying to publish this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, very, very authoritative book in English. And by the grace of Krishna, it is unique in the history that religious book can be sold 40 lesser rupees per month. It is record-breaking. There is no such instance. Because we are trying to give the opportunity, the song by Isyamanayam, simply by this. He'll become pious. People are suffering on account of becoming impious. So, one cannot understand what is God, what is Krishna, unless he has finished his impious activity. Jisham tu antakatam papam jananam punna karmana te dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti maam virudha. This is the principle. You cannot kill men in their impious activity with at the same time he becomes religious or God conscious. That is not possible. That is not possible. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prescribed a very easy method to become pious. That is the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. Chaita Dattva Namahata. The real disease is within our heart. Vidrogo kama. We have got a disease, heart disease. What is that? Kama, lusty desires. That is called vidrogo kama. So we have to cure this heart disease. Vidrogo kama. And that will be done simply by chanting and hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. Chita dharpana marjanam. The heart is all right, but it is covered by the material dirty things, namely the three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamo guna. But by hearing simply Srimada Bhagavatam, by hearing chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, he will be purified. Nittanga Bhagavata Siva. Nastra prayesu avadresu nittanga bhagavatasu. Nittanga bhagavatasu, if we take this opportunity, we are opening centers all over the world just to give the people this opportunity. Nittanga bhagavatasu. Anartha upasamansatra bhakti yogam. Then, as well, the heart is cleansed by hearing about Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesha. This Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna upadesha. Because by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you will be interested in Krishna. Upadesha about Krishna. That is also Krishna upadesha. And the upadesha instruction given by Krishna, that is also Krishna upadesha. So, this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you go and preach and make propaganda about Krishna upadesha. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching all our men how to spread Krishna bodies, how to spread Krishna consciousness. Then, anatha upasamamsaksha, then all the unwanted things he has contaminated will be finished. Then pure consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Pure consciousness means to understand that I am very much intimately connected with Krishna as part and parcel. Just like my finger is very intimately connected with my body. Intimate. If there is little pain in the finger, I become so much disturbed. Because I have got intimate connection with this finger. Similarly, we have got intimate connection with Krishna. And we are fallen. Therefore, Krishna also feels little pain. And therefore he comes down, paritranaya sadhuna, vinashaya sadhita, dharma samasthapana, sthaya, sambhavami jidhijidhi. Krishna is feeling pain. So you become Krishna conscious, then Krishna is feeling pleasure. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.